From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Tuesday, July 23rd. The Butte County Grand Jury has released its annual report. It includes an investigation into the living conditions at a city-managed campsite for unhoused residents in Chico. And SPR's Alex Stutson has the details.
The grand jury report calls the conditions at the site, quote, appalling due to neglect from the city. The report specifically notes the city's failure to properly handle human waste and garbage at the site. The grand jury found the two portable toilets on site were poorly maintained and that the city did not service the dumpster often enough, leaving it overflowing. Despite a city policy claiming the dumpster is cleared three times a week, the report found it was not emptied at all during April. The report concludes with a series of recommendations. One is for the city to begin closing and cleaning the site by the end of next month. Current campers would have to move to another nearby property. The grand jury also recommends the city ensure the new site complies with health and safety regulations. The city has 90 days to respond to the report. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
The report also looked into Chico's response to the homelessness crisis overall. Many cities in California have adopted a model of dealing with the homelessness crisis that prioritizes permanent housing, but the jury found that's not the case with Chico. In its report, the court found the city did not have any written or organized plan for dealing with homelessness until 2 years ago when it was directed to under a lawsuit settlement agreement. The settlement prevents the city from enforcing anti-camping ordinances without adequate shelter space available for unhoused residents. It also resulted in the city's Genesis site, which contains 177 micro-shelters and its sanctioned encampment. In the report, the jury called the city's actions prior to the settlement, quote, adversarial, saying the city attempted to make the homelessness crisis disappear by passing ordinances to encourage unhoused residents to leave Chico by making it illegal to sit or lie near downtown businesses or sidewalks. The jury listed six recommendations for the city. They included the city developing an internal committee and written plan for dealing with the homelessness crisis, supporting efforts in the community to address the needs of unhoused residents during extreme weather, and expanding shelter opportunities. The report also found the county's libraries need more money. But as NSPR's Eric Adams reports, some of the jury's recommendations may already be in the works.
Library budget cuts and staffing changes prompted citizen complaints that led to the grand jury investigation. The jury report found poor morale among library staff and users. But voters will decide in November whether to approve a 1 cent sales tax increase. It could generate millions for the county's general fund, which supports the libraries. The jury recommends supervisors also contact the cities with county library branches to look into whether municipal funding could support library services. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The Sutter Buttes could get a new name. The U.S. Board on Geographic Names wants feedback on a potential name change for the cluster of volcanic hills. The agency received a request to change the name to Sacred Buttes. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, the idea was pitched by Rachel Rain, a board director on the Sutter Buttes Regional Land Trust. In her suggestion, Rain said the name should be changed because of John Sutter's ill treatment of Native Americans. Farmers in Plumas and Sierra counties should look out for a toxic beetle that could be lethal to livestock. The California Department of Food and Agriculture confirmed this week that blister beetles have been detected on plants in the Sierra Valley. Health officials say the beetles are not typically problematic in California. However, the insects are a concern because of a toxin that they secrete, which can cause blisters on the skin and be lethal to livestock. Farmers are advised to check hay before feeding to livestock and to cut hay before peak bloom. And finally, Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race complicates California Governor Gavin Newsom's national ambitions. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald spoke with Democratic strategists about what the recent shakeup means for the governor's political future.
Newsom was among those considered as a potential Democratic candidate should Biden drop out. That is, until he endorsed Kamala Harris on Sunday. Here's Democratic consultant Stephen Maviglio.
You know, I think Gavin Newsom woke up every morning for the last 2 years and tried to figure out how he could become president. And I think that door was slammed shut in his face.
Democratic strategist Dan Weitzman says he could see Newsom, who's 56, running in a future presidential race.
He's a young man, so he's got nothing but time if he has those presidential ambitions.
But the timing is tricky. Newsom's term is up in 2 years, and running for president when he's left office could be harder. A federal law preventing presidential and vice presidential candidates from the same state also dashes any vice presidential hopes. Maviglio says Newsom's national aspirations could depend on his California legacy.
There are some nagging issues, the budget deficit, homelessness, that'll haunt him. So if he was wise, I think he'd turn his attention back to the state and try to do what he could here to make things better.
Both consultants expect Newsom will be a fervent supporter of Harris on the campaign trail. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, July 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.